Today, dumb planning and the rise in insurance costs costs us all. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to this post covering finance and property news. Despite the slow fall in inflation, Australian households are paying through the nose for their insurance. Indeed, rising insurance premiums have been a notable contributor to Australia's cost of living crisis. They've also placed upward pressure on CPI inflation. Here's a chart from Justin Fabo showing that insurance premiums have soared despite a fall in overall inflation rates. The ABS released on the 29th of January this year for the December 24 quarter showed that insurance costs were on average 11% higher over the year and 1.1% over the quarter, which they say was the weakest quarterly rise since June 2022. We'll get the next quarterly update very shortly. The ABS attributed this to easing reinsurance and replacement and repair costs, and a moderation in insurance premiums growth across household contents, and motor vehicle insurance. But the Climate Council says that Australians are paying about $30 billion more on insurance than they were a decade ago, while premiums have risen at more than twice the average rate of inflation over that time. The Insurance Council of Australia stated in a recent report that 225,000 Australian homes face a 2-5% chance of flooding each year, but only 23% of those homes have flood coverage compared to 60% across the country. And the Actuaries Institute also estimates that 12% of households are facing insurance affordability stress, which is defined as when home insurance premiums exceed 4 weeks' income. However, despite the strong rise in premiums, Australian insurers have made underwriting losses on home insurance policies across the market. Insurance companies have incurred losses averaging $4.5 billion a year over the past 5 years due to extreme weather events, which is a 67% increase compared to previous years and around half of the payouts resulting from flood damage. The Australia Institute showed that one in five Australian homes are either uninsured, 4%, or underinsured at 15%, and they warn that struggling uninsured families would lose three quarters of their wealth if their home was destroyed. The Climate Council also just published a report titled At Our Front Door, Escalating Climate Risks for Aussie Homes. This is linked with an interactive map called the Climate Risk Map of Australia, which draws on analysis of almost 15 million residential and commercial properties, more than 15,000 suburbs and 150 federal electorates. It shows the impact of climate vulnerable places in Australia, allowing anyone to find out what risks exist in their electorate and how those risks could increase over time if we fail to keep cutting pollution further and faster. And I would add, it also shows where planning controls need to be heeded, as we'll see in a moment. They showed that 652,424 properties, 4.4% or 1 in 23 across the country, are already classified as high risk in 2025 from one or more hazards, properties which insurance is almost unaffordable or unavailable. Another 1.55 million properties, 10.4% nationally, are at moderate risk, for which insurance costs will be abnormally high. That's 1 in 10. And more than 72,000 Australian homes and businesses across 86 suburbs are situated in critical climate risk zones, where 80 to 100% of properties are classified as high risk, and the level of expected damage is likely to be widespread. By 2050, high-risk properties are expected to grow to 746,185, or 5% of addresses analysed, and the Insurance Council estimates that more than 220,000 homes on Australia's east coast have a 5% flood annual exceedance probability, commonly known as a 1 in 20 year flood risk. But of course, you can have two 20 year events on top of each other. Insurance Council Chief Executive Andrew Hall says the insurance industry prices flood risk and the price of premiums follow. But as premiums rise, insurance penetration rates drop enormously. We have about a 60% insured market, but in those areas it's 23%. It's fewer than one in four can afford insurance in those flood zones, Hall said. Climate dynamics, of course, are part of the problem. One study found that extreme and potentially dangerous rapid rain bursts, sub-hourly heavy rainfall, over Greater Sydney has intensified by at least 40% over the past two decades, from 1997 to 2018. But I want to focus on something much more immediate, planning zoning. To that end, there was an article in the AFR titled, "This picture shows that the planning system is broken." The article looked at the construction begun on a Hawkesbury River housing development, first approved 27 years ago under previous flood policies. The Insurance Council says such zombie DAs are driving up premiums. This is the area around Dyte Road, Richmond, a historic town just to Sydney's northwest. It's 2 kilometres away from the RAAF base, and Dyte Street offers the best of suburban and country life, well-kept houses, looking out over the vast green of Richmond lowlands towards the Hawkesbury River. Here is the Google map showing it's a fair way from the river, but here is a local photo taken during a recent flood where the water has flowed across the floodplain and is very close to homes in the area. Richmond lowlands floods, and waters reach 14 metres, according to the New South Wales Reconstruction Authority for the Hawkesbury Nepean River flood study, as recently as 2022. No surprise then that the river is the residents' main concern, with a planned new development, which was originally signed off by Hawkesbury City Council more than 27 years ago, though was updated with further earthworks in 2019. The original plans by McKinley Morgan Associates show the chance of a 1 in 100 per year flood line, with waters reaching a height of 17.5 metres above sea level, cutting through 13 of the 22 subdivided plots. The proposal was approved because the land was to be and has since been filled in, extending the ridge to accommodate the new road and 22 lots. A modification in 2019 was approved to provide additional land area above the predicted 1 in 100 year flood level. The SES Hawkesbury Nepean flood map appears to confirm that a 1 in 100 chance per year flood would mean floodwaters reach the edge of the properties, and in a 1 in 500 flood, water would enter the new properties themselves. A council spokesperson said the original subdivision was assessed and approved by council in 1997 and was based on the GIS flood data and the policies available at the time of application. A modification last year to build a retaining wall to protect an electricity substation from flooding was assessed against the council's flood policy. It is key to note that the proposed subdivision is predominantly located within a proportion of the site that is not impacted by flooding. George Vassalis, who acted as a consultant for the DA and is the father of the site's owner, said there is no such thing as no risk of flooding policies, but the development complied with all standards and policies designed to minimise the risk of flooding. And he says some of the backyards will be below 17.5, but the building area, that's what's important, is well above 17.5. And he said that in this development, 10 blocks would have an average building pad of 19.5, 3 would have an average of 20, and 9 of 21 or above. So that would put them beyond the 1 in 200 flood level at 18.7 metres in North Richmond, 18.5 metres in Windsor, but within the 1 in 500 year level, 20.3 metres in North Richmond and 20.2 metres in Windsor. All living areas would have a level above 20, reduced level, which is close to a 1 in 500 flood event, he said. The trouble is, of course, based on recent history, we might not get a flood for another 10 years, or we might get one in the next few weeks or months, and it might be a big one. The Insurance Council says it's an example of an outdated planning process. Zombie DAs can leave owners who are directly affected priced out of insurance and drive up premiums more broadly. The extent of zombie DAs is unknown, although a New South Wales parliamentary inquiry heard that coastal New South Wales alone had hundreds of them My point is this. There is line of sight between insurance costs blowing out, bad planning and zoning, the desire to build in unsuitable places, because of course the demand for property is high, and rising flood risks. A classic cocktail where commercial interests override perhaps doing the right thing. The consequences are that more households are facing flooding risks, many of whom are uninsured because the costs are too high, which means that in the event of a major flood, governments who created the problem in the first place due to poor zone decisions will need to recover the costs of remediation from taxpayers. Or in other words, we all pay because of the bad planning, making insurance costs higher, inflation higher, and leading to higher interest rates. Join the dots, people. Join the dots. And the other point is this. If you are considering buying or building, it's really important to do your research on the local zoning. Data is available, but of course, quite often real estate agents don't want to talk about it. But here's a clue, as Edwin and I often say. If you're living in the Ponds or some similar area, that might just tell you something about the risks of flooding, which, I will remind you, are likely to get worse in the weeks and months and years ahead, and insurance costs will continue to rise. This is a major mess. It's primarily driven by this desire for yet more housing. Now, if you're buying your home in Sydney's contentious market, you don't need to stand alone. This is the time you need to have Edwin Almeida from Ribbon Property Consultants standing alongside you. Buying a property is both challenging and adversarial. The vendor has a professional on their side. Emotions run high, price discovery and price transparency are hard to find, and then there's the wasted time and financial investments that you make. Edwin understands your needs, so why not engage a licensed professional to stand alongside you? With RPC, you know you have experience, knowledge, and master negotiators looking after your best interests. So shoot Ribbon an email at info@ribbonproperty.com.au. And if you use the promo code DFAWTW/Martin, you can get a 10% discount offer. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.